This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, we dive into the delectable delights of gourmet chocolate. First, though, in Iowa over the weekend, an important Democratic presidential forum and fundraiser generated a lot of money and attention. That would be the good news for Democrats seeking their party's nomination. The bad news, from their point of view, is that they were overshadowed by the Democrat who emceed the event, New York Senator Hillary Clinton. Our regular political analyst, though, Slate's Will Salatin, says we should at least pay attention to what the candidates discussed. Will, thanks for being back with us. And first, let's hear a little of Senator Clinton's opening remarks at the Jefferson Jackson Day Dinner.
This election is much more about the future of all of these young people than it is about me or people my age, because the decisions that will be made by the next president of the United States will set the course of America and the world for the 21st century. There could not be more at stake.
Senator Hillary Clinton, well, why is someone who has consistently said she's not going to run for president next year, what is she doing generating so much buzz when she appears with the people who are running?
Well, you know, it's the nature of the media to get obsessed with celebrity. You know, there's a Clinton mystique that goes around, and none of these other Democratic candidates, or I should say none of the Democratic candidates, since Mrs. Clinton is emphatically not a candidate in 2004, has that kind of mystique. Well, you know, it's circular, because how do people get that kind of celebrity? They get media attention. And I think it's entirely wrong and unfair of the media to deprive the real candidates of the attention that they should have gotten out of this event and do a focused on Mrs. Clinton.
A curious thing on Saturday was that part of what Mrs. Clinton said was written for her by these candidates. So she was saying some things that must have been a little uncomfortable for her. Here's how she introduced Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
Dennis Kucinich is no Bush Light. He was the first to oppose the war with Iraq, and he has never wavered. The only candidate who actually voted against the Patriot Act, the one who pledges to cancel NAFTA and WTO as his first act in office.
Well, don't I recall that Mrs. Clinton's husband was really the driving force behind getting NAFTA?
Yeah, this is a funny problem that a lot of the Democrats have. They all want to embrace the Clinton legacy, but some of them oppose Clinton's trade policy. And you have candidates like Dick Gephardt saying that, I supported the Clinton economic program and I fought hard for it. Noticeably, Mr. Gephardt omitted from his speech at this event the fact that he usually goes on to say, and I stood up against my president, namely Bill Clinton, on NAFTA and fought against his trade policy. And I think it was strictly because Mrs. Clinton was there that Gephardt omitted that remark. I think it's a point in Mr. Kucinich's favor that he was willing to stand up for what he believed, even if it offended the hostess.
How about another one of the candidates there, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry? He's had a rough couple of weeks. He fired his campaign manager. Other campaign officials resigned. How do you think he did?
I thought Kerry was terrific at this event. Senator Kerry really went directly at the president and staked his claim to the thing that he has that nobody else in the election has. That is, he knows issues on foreign policy and national security that Governor Dean of Vermont, the supposed front runner, does not know very well, and that President Bush himself, having the only experience before being president, was as governor of Texas. And Senator Kerry staked a very firm claim to that and said to President Bush, bring it on, I can deal with you on national security. So I thought Senator Kerry should have gotten a lot more attention out of this than he got.
Will, a question about political symbolism earlier when we spoke. You mentioned that there was something troubling in the kind of the programmatic stuff that the Democrats did. Tell me about that.
There was a lot of attention to the fact that Mrs. Clinton kicked off this program, but what really kicked it off was the group that was selected to deliver the national anthem, and that was the Des Moines Gay Men's Chorus. Now, I am as strong a supporter of gay rights as anybody, but this is not a winning issue for Democrats right now. The country is very, very slowly moving in the direction of gay rights. You know, any liberal looking at the event where President Bush signed the partial birth abortion ban would say, hey, there are no women on stage. How come you Republicans don't pay attention to this stuff? See, that's the kind of thing where a conservative doesn't notice something that a liberal notices. This thing where a gay men's chorus introduces a Democratic event event is something where a liberal doesn't notice something that a conservative would. And liberals need to pay more attention to the symbolism of things like this.
The opinions of Will Salatin. He's Slate's chief political correspondent. Thanks, Will.
Thank you, Alex.
The Des Moines Gay Men's Chorus. This is Day to Day from NPR News.